Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Lamed Ches. And we will start with Lamed Ches and Aleph on top. Just one Nahara from yesterday's daf. I mentioned yesterday when the Gemara brought a raya from Rabbi Yehuda to the Rabbanan. The Gemara wanted to prove that just like Rabbi Yehuda, who defines the Mechol HaKerem as between two vineyards. So the Gemara said, and that must mean that it's not surrounded on all sides, because it doesn't sound like that way. It just sounds like there's a space between two vineyards. So too the Gemara said, Hadam Rafil Mirochacha, so too the Rabbanan Mirochachas. And I mentioned, because the Gemara always tries to distill the point of Machlokas. Because we always try to minimize. They're not arguing about six different things, they're arguing about one item. Right, that's generally how we how the Gemara assumes. So how you view Machlokas, the Stechemed has an interesting discussion in volume 4, Chelek Dalet of the Stechemed, on Os Tezayin, under Machlokas. He talks about Machlokas. He says, can you ever have a Machlokas, what's called Min Hakotze El Hakotze, right, from one extreme to another extreme. Machlokas Min Hakotze El Hakotze. De Echad Mechayev Chadas Ve'echad Matu L'Chadchila. One person will say it's asa daraisa, the other one person would say it's mutar lechatchila, lo matzinu. Says you don't find that, because again, as we reflected yesterday, we try to minimize machlokas, whatever the point of machlokas is. If you have two shitas that are the extreme in machlokas, so then we wouldn't say that. Ayin Shabbos, he says daf lam kuf lam ches, miyka miti derabalazer shori lechatchila v'rabanim chay v'chatos. The high news, he says, we usually don't have that. You don't have a machlokas going from one extreme to the other. But then he adds, the high news, dafka kshachokim heim shnayim ha'echad echayev chadas ha'echad yata l'chadchila zelo yitachin. If you have two opinions, one saying asu daraisa, one saying it's a mitzvah, so that you don't find. Avalim echad mechayev chadas ve'echad poter. But if you have three shitas, you have one that's asu daraisa, one that's asu derabanan, and one says mutter, then that's okay. Because the two extreme shitas are arguing on the middle shita. You don't have to say that they're arguing on the two outside shitas. Yitachin she'echad yatu l'chadchila. V'hu ba'lachlok al ha'omer pater avalasar. Kivan sham ayin shabukuf ha'sugya. V'achinami isa v'shabas parachavis. Look at the sugya of shlakos shesachta l'me mehen. A case of cooked items that you squeeze out. Right, you have an oily piece of kugel, not like a fruit or a vegetable, but an oily piece of kugel. That's the sugya of shlakos. So one opinion says usr, one person says mutter, one opinion says chayiv. So again, if you have three different opinions, then he would say that it is okay. Aval beplugta the trei tanoi o amoroi lo yitachei de'echad yechayi ve'echad yatel lechadchila. Tezu machlokes min hakotze el hakotze. Those are that's a machlokes from one extreme to the other, and you wouldn't have that. And then he quotes, but also maybe that would be limited too. When do you not have a machlokas min hakotze el hakotze? Da'ad kan lo kashel leil hashas hachi elahecha di yachid echad mechayiv chadas v'yachid echad matel lechadchila v'kol shkeik sharabim mechayivim chadas v'yachid matel lechadchila. Avak sheyachid mechayiv chadas v'rabim shorei lechadchila lo shech lachshi yachid. Okay, he gets into that. About the rabim of the yachid, but I wanted to get to another point. He says, the next paragraph. V'dad dechilish lo bezeh rab yavo halevi. De'lo amrinan kein ela ki pligi besvara. When they have a machlokas in svara, so then you would not have a machlokas ben akatsa el akatsa. Aval ki pligi bekroi, but it's, if you're arguing based on how to understand psukim, then it's however you understand the psukim. Mishkachas la de pligi min akatsa el akatsa, lefi medrash sheha mikros. So he says if they're dashing about psukim, so then I would say that there's not a problem. And this would answer a question that some ask in Maseches Yuma. They write Yuma daf pehei. That the machlokas there, the Tadakam of Blazer ben Yaakov, by Averos. If I did vidui, Averos is vadaleim shanazu, should I be misvada them on the following year? I already did shuv on them last year. Do I have to be misvada them again this year? So the Gemara quotes a machlokas. And according to one opinion, it's terrible. And according to one opinion, it's amazing. But it's based on psukim. Delamarhu kekelav shav al kio. It's like a dog that's returning onto his what he threw up. Ulamar haris emeshubach. Deich yitachin lachlok ben akatsa lakatsa. Umikoach zei, that's why the Bach gives a different shot, but he says, lefima shakasav beyavo alevi, according to what we just said, it's not a problem, because they're arguing about psukim there. Ein kan tamiya, da pligi bidurasha dekroi. Ubachia gavna, matzi leflugim ben akatsa lakatsa. You look at the psukim there, they darshin, and therefore that would be a machlokas that you can. And he goes through a number of other cases which seem problematic on the surface. What about Pshara? Remember the Machlokas, the first Perek of Sanhedrin? Asur Lefsoa or Mitzvah Lefsoa? Right? So is it how could you have that type of Machlokas? The Kasha Lechar, Meshadechlu Tanab, and Yibitsua, Sanhedrin Davav, the Lamar Asur Lefsoa, Vakari Ale Beitsoa, Berech, Vyez Hashem, Lamar Mitzvah Lefsoa, Vumachlokas, Menachaz Alakatse. Unless you say they're also arguing about Psukim there. Right? They're arguing about Psukim, about Botseya Berech. What does Botseya mean? Or the final machlokas he quotes here, he says, what about sota, teaching Torah to women? Right? You have a couple of different opinions in the Mishnayos, right? The Mishnah in Masechta Sota that discusses this topic, and the Mishnah in Sota says on Daf Chaf, right? Amar ben Azai, chayav adam lamed es bito Torah. Person is obligated to teach their son Torah. Shem tishta teda sheschus tola lor belazar omer. No, kamalav es bito Torah kilo belam de tiflus. That sounds like when it cuts on the cutset. It's a great thing or it's a terrible thing. Rabbi Yeshua gives a different idea. So again, he talks there about whether that's also based on svara, or maybe they're arguing about Psukim there too, the Pligi Bikrai. You can figure it, you can stretch it into a discussion of Psukim. But either way, this is the discussion of the Stechemed when we talk about Machlokos. So we try to distill what they're arguing about, but he says most of the time you can't say that they're arguing two extremes, right? You limit it, you minimize as much as possible what they are arguing about, as the Gemara did yesterday. As the Gemara said, it must be they're arguing about a specific issue, but on other issues like how many sides the vineyard, the ged there is on, so that wouldn't be a machlokas. Okay, so that was a comment from yesterday. Now we continue. Top of Lamed Ches Amid Aleph says the Gemara. Reb Yudin Boy. Reb Yudin says as follows: Asa geder lifnim hageder or lifnim migeder, or different gersos. What if I have this? As we were talking about the Machal HaKerem, we have the wall and the vineyard, and we have the how much space is required in between. Machlokas v'sharon beisilal. What if I built another wall in between? I built another wall in between the wall and the vineyard. So do I then say that, what about the space between the walls? So is that like totally mutter now? Because as we said earlier, if there's a gedder, if there's a fence between Kerem and Tfuah, it's good. You can go right up to the fence. Right, so what if I have a fence within the fence? So what about in between? So v'amar. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have the gather in between, im yesh shlosha tvachim, if there is three tvachim between the fences, mutu la vizera l'sham, then you're allowed to plant there. Then you're allowed to plant there. V'im la vasa la vizera l'sham. But if not, if they're so close together that there isn't three tvachim in between them, so then one is bottled to the other one. And you consider the whole thing still a Machol HaKerem, and you can't plant there. Right, look at the Mara Fulda on top. And the outer one is not 12 Amos, so therefore the whole thing should be Aser, like Beis Hillel says, Mahu Sheimutu Lezro Bein Akdarim. But in this case, do you have a Heter, because now it's in between walls. E Neima, Kfar Nasr HaMakamahu. Well, it's already Aser. Kiva de Nasra Nasra, to use the Lashon we had a couple of days ago. Right? Oh, Neima, Shachos, Vahuter. Or you say, no, it becomes Mutter. Because now you put a wall there, and now that area is separate. Va'amar Reb Yudin Atzmo Upashid Vayaso. And Reb Yudin, according to the way the Mara Fulda reads the Gemara, he answered his own question. Im Yesham Gimel Tvachim, Mutter, Shageder Mafsik. Right? If there's three Tvachim in between, then you can look at each fence as a separate item, and therefore it separates. The gedder separates from the kerem, and you can plant on the other side of the gedder. V'im lav chashina kol ke'echa. But if not, it's all called one. The kapachos be gimel kilavadami. As we said, if it's less than three tvachim, it's all love it. As we said, the two different approaches in the achronim yesterday. How do you understand lavud? Ubatel hapnimi lechitzon. And the inner one is batel to the chitzon, and therefore you would say lavud, and it's all one. Fine. One question. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi B'Shem B'Shem and Lakish. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says in the name of Reish Lakish. Now we're going to read this Gemara like the Pnei Moshe reads the Gemara. The next couple of lines. Hayasham Makom Shteim Esrei Ama Nital HaMachol. We said that as long as you have 12 Amos between the Kerem and the wall, as long as you have 12 Amos, so then you can plant there. Because again, you have 4 Amos for the for the wall. You have four amos for the kerem, and then you have four more amos in the middle to plant. And four amos is a significant amount. And we said yesterday, even if it's not a stone wall, right? Even if it's a weaker wall or made out of straw. So says the Gemara, what happens if you have these 12 amos, but you don't have it the whole length of the distance between the kerem and the wall, right? You have it in a certain area, and then it tapers, it gets skinnier. So says Reish Lakish, you do not need the wall, the space to be between the entire area. As long as you have a certain area that is 12 amos in between, then even if the other area is less than 12 amos, you're still allowed to plant there. Because as long as you have 12 amos in one certain area, that's good enough for the mechitza. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Klomar, Derav Shimon ben Lakish Mefarish, Dehad to be inan b'machol shtei mesrei ama, that which we need by the machol. Right, again, the perimeter of the kerem, the outside, between the vineyard and the wall. Lo shiyehe shtei mesrei al kol pnei arach ashura, neged ageder, you don't need 12 amos going the whole distance. Ela im hayasham makom echad panui. If there's one space that's open, v'urachav shtei mesrei ama beina kerem lahageder, and has that width between the kerem and the geder, nital hamachol mikol orech hashura, then the status of machol has been removed from the entire length of the row, umurto lahavizera, and you can plant there. V'yafilu b'makam she'ein shem shtei mesrei beina kfanim lahageder. Right, even if you don't have 12 amos in the spot that you're planting, as long as one area has 12 amos spot, that is good enough, even if next to it it's not as much space. And that's the language of the Gemara, nital hamachol, that the status of machol from this area has been removed, and therefore it's mutter. Continuing, Amar Reb Chizkia ubilvad, Reb Chizkia argues, Ruvad shtei mesrei al shtei mesrei. No, you need at least an area of length also, 12. 12 amos width in one spot, but it also has to go across 12 amos rochav. And then it can taper after, but you have to have 12 by 12. That's what Reb Chizkia says. Amar Reb Yimana, milaveitz v'holich. And Reb Yimana argues, Reb Yimana says no, even if it just tapers from one spot. Right? This is how the Pnei Moshe reads. Go back to the Pnei Moshe. Upligi Reb Chizkia, Reb Yimana, b'ha'orech shel makom shtei mesrei, to come Reish Lakish. Reb Chizkia and Reb Yimana are arguing about what Reish Lakish felt. According to Reb Chizkia, it has to be 12 length. De'az hu mutter afilu chutz pal makom hazeh. Then it will be mutter, because that's a significant area to say it's not a machol. You have a 12 by 12. V'Rabbi Mana kamar afilu ein bakala arach shtei mesrei rachav shtei mesrei. Even if you don't have the whole length, ela b'makom echad urachav shtei mesrei. Even if one spot v'yachakach meitzav ol legamkin umater kol arach hashura, you're still able to plant in the whole area, the whole row, shechutz pal makom hazeh. V'nital hamachol michutz lama hamakom, and that status has been removed, umutol havizera, even if there's no shtei mesrei in that spot. So machlokes between Rabbi Chizkia and Rabbi Mana, how far do you take Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says you don't need it the whole way, so does that mean you'll need a tiny drop, a little bit, one area, or do you at least need it 12 amos length of the between the fence and the vine? And then after that, it could get skinnier. So that's how Rabbi the Pnei Moshe reads it. Nice and smooth, Rabbi Shlakish and the Machlokes within Reish Lakish, what he meant. Okay, next Mishnah. Mechitza sakanim, if there is a wall of reeds. Right, a wall of reeds. So again, as we said yesterday, using lavud. Im ein sham bein kana lachaver shlosha tvachim. If there are, you have sticks standing up, and there's space in between. So if you don't have between the sticks three tvachim, kedeshi kanes hagedi harizek mechitza, as long as it's closed up enough, you have less than three tvachim between each stick. We know this from Hilchas Sukkah and from Hilchas Erevin, right? So we have it here too. As long as you have within three tvachim each stick, so then it's like a wall. It's like a wall, even though there's space. But halachically, it's a wall because of lavud. And as we said yesterday, the two approaches of the Achronim, you don't need to say by a wall that the sides are stretched. You could just say that the open areas are considered closed. There's no reason for us to need that the sides are stretched. Any enclosed area is already enough to be mafsik for a kilayim. So if you have this wall with space in between, if it's less than three tvachim, so then it's like a mechitza. V'geder shenifrats. What if you had a fence But then it got a hole in it. Ad eser amos harayuk pesach. So again, we know this from Hilchos Erevin, up until 10 amos. So then it is like a pesach, and it's okay. It's okay if you have a whole fence. You're allowed to have a door in the fence. You have a lot of door in the fence. How big is your door allowed to be? So up until 10 amos is called a door, and I'm allowed to plant even in the vineyard, right next to the open space, even though it's open, because that's called a door. That's not called a hole. And if it's up until it's called a door, up until Tanamos, Harika Pesach, and you can plant right even up until the open space. Yoser Mikan, but if it's more than 10 Amos, more than 10 Amos, that's called a Pirtza. Kedegan a Pirtza Oser. More than 10 Amos, then that's called a hole. And therefore, you cannot plant right next to the open space. Right? Because that's not called a wall with a door and you're allowed to plant. It's a Pirtza. It's a hole, and therefore you can't plant next to a Pirtza. You could plant next to the wall. Right, that is still standing because that's like that's a fence. That's a fence. A fence is a fence, as we said. But to consider the whole area enclosed, so that even the spot that's open is considered a door, that has to be less than 10 amos. Less than 10 amos, then it's a delis and it's not a it's a pesach and it's not a pirtza. Nivzuba paratzos harbe. What happens if many holes? There are many holes in your fence, many holes in your fence, but none of them are 10 amos. None of them are 10 amos wide, but there are many holes. Anywhere between 3 tefachim and 10 amos. But the less than 3 tefachim is not called a hole. So anywhere between 3 tefachim and 10 amos. So then it depends. Im ha'omein ruba laparetz. If you add up all of the area, and there's more enclosed area than open, then mutter, then it's mutter, even kineged apirtza. Even kineged the open spaces, as long as the sum of all the parts of the walls are more than the open spaces, omein rubal aparts, mutter. Vimaparts rubal omein, but if not, but you have a lot of open space, you have a lot of broken spaces. None of them are 10 amos long. So none of them are called pirtzas, but all together you have more open spaces than closed spaces. So then also that ruins the status of the wall, and then kineged a pirtza usser. So then kineged a pirtza, it would be usser to, would be usher to plant there. And again, these are all quoted in Hilchos Erevin as well, in terms of when one is making a surrounding area with walls. The Shulchan Aruch and Shitshan Machbeis, which we'll read more soon, talks about you're allowed to make mechitzas with anything, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Paretz meruba la'omeid asur, Elam kain kol pirtzameyam pechusim yishlosh tefachim. Right, that's Shin Samach Beis Sifches, not only for Yechaz Kelayim, but also for Yechaz Erev. If you have a fence around an area, but has a lot of spaces between the fences, so the parutz, if the open space is Meruba, so then it is Aser, unless each of the Pirtzas is less than 3 Tvachim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Tahavi Lavud Uka Omedami. Because then it is Lavud, and then it is like it's all standing. The Alkein Afilu im Beloze, Hayasham Pirtza Gedola. You have one space that's 5 amos, one space that's 6 amos. But they're all, each one is less than 3. Lavud is considered omeid. Right? Lavud is considered omeid as long as they're less than 3. Paris Mubala Omeid is only when they're between 3 Tvachim and 10 Amos. That is the, and then what about is exactly Paris Ka'omeid equal? That's okay. Paris Ka'omeid, Mutter. That is okay. You don't need Omeid more than Paris, you just need at least equal. Right, Mishnah Berurah. Lotzorach Shiha Omeid Merubala Paris, Afilum Shavenim, Gamkin Mutter, Kivashena Paris Meruba, Afilu Kenegana Paris. Mutter letaltel. Diyash al dinzeh lechitza shleima. Good. We'll get to more of that in a couple of minutes. But that is the these are the rules. The rules of kelayim is similar to the rules of Erevin. Says the Gemara. Asa pasin kinegad habeinayim. What does this mean? What if I have a vineyard and I have walls kineged the open areas? I have some vines and wherever there's spaces between the vines, I have walls, which are pretty inferior walls, right? A serious wall are the walls next to the vine. Let's say you did the opposite. You have vine, and then you have space, and you have walls next to those spaces. Asa pasik kineged habeinayim. The partitions are opposite the spaces between the vines. So it's an inferior type of partition, because it's not being mafsik, it's not kineged the vines. So asa pasik kineged habeinayim, you have the pasin, you have these partitions opposite the spaces. V'yesh ba'omed arba, and these pasin are four tfachim long. V'ha omed berubah laparitz. And omed is berubah laparitz. So there, usually we would say, in a case of omed berubah laparitz, that we would say, everything is, you're allowed to plant it there, even keneged the pirtza, even keneged the open spot. But because these partitions are inferior, because they're only next to the open spaces, they're not next to the vines, so it's more chamor. Keneged a omed mutter, keneged a pirtza aser. So it's only going to be mutter, keneged a omed. You can plant next to the standing partitions, but next to the pirtzas, even though it's omed berubah laparitz, it's not going to be allowed because it is an inferior type of partition, right? The lashon mara folda. Hol velo asa ikir haomed neged agfanim rak neged avir shavinan. Right. Therefore, there's shebeinan. So therefore, it is inferior type of partitions, and therefore they're less halakhically significant. What about the opposite? Continues the Gemara. Asa pasin kineged agfanim. What if you did make the pasin kineged agfanim? You have the partitions opposite the vines, but the ein ba'omed arba. But each one is less than four tefachim. They're not so significant. V'haparitz meruba ala omed, and the paritz is meruba. So then, even though what you have standing is keneged the vines, but it's paritz meruba, the openings areas are more, and they're each less than four tefachim, so keneged omid mutter. So keneged omid is still mutter. Again, even though there isn't, even though they are not four tefachim width, but because they are keneged the vines, that gives them a little more significance. And therefore, keneged omid, just like before we said, because they're keneged the open space, that makes them inferior. So therefore, even though they are four tefachim, and it's omen ruba, it's not going to count as omen ruba laparitz. Here, because they are keneged the vines, even though they're not four tefachim, we still would allow you to plant next to them. Keneged apirtza aser, but keneged the pirtza is aser. Period. So those are in terms of inferior walls. But now we get to something that we spoke about once earlier, which comes up also again in Hilchas Eirvin. Rav Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Rav Yehuda ben Chanina noas arba kanim ba'arba zaviyos shebekerem. What happens if I take four sticks, four poles, and I plant them around the vineyard? I stand them up around the vineyard, and v'kasher gemi milamala. And then I take some type of reed above, what we call tzuras ha-pesach, what we have for our modern Eirvin. I build a tzuras ha-pesach around the vineyard. Why is it called a gemi? Because often gemi means to be braided. The Pnei Moshe here says, I'm sorry, let's read the next line first. I take some gemi, matzil mishum peya. So then, that's fine, even though I have just tzuras ha-pesachs around the whole vineyard. I have four sticks and I have these reeds or strings going across. That helps. Peya means braided, right? A braided, twined string. That's why it's called Peya, and the Pnei Moshe says, "Mishum tzuras ha-pesach, v'ashem shekol in ha-gemi mikana l'kana," because you braid the reed from one stick to the other. Milamalan kari le-peya. That's why it's called peya. Lashon peya nachris. Lashon of peya nachris, meaning a shetel, a wig. Right. That is the same word that's used for peya. So that's matzav mishum peya. So Rish Lakish says you could have a tzuras ha-pesach enclosure, and that's good enough for Kelayim, for good enough for Kelayim. It's an imaginary mechitza. You have no walls, zero. But if you have, as the Gemara says in Erev Daf Yud Aleph in the Bible, Kanim al gabehem, you have two standing poles, and then you have one above, one on top, going across. So that is good enough for Erevin, and here it's good enough for Kilayim. Maybe we'll get back to Peyanachris if there's time. First, we continue. Amar Rabbi Yonah, as we're about to see the Gemara, don't leave before you finish to the end, because it's going to be different than the Maskana of the Bavli, possibly. But we'll see if that holds up. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Kimechitza Shabbos. Rabbi Yonah says, the Tzuras of Pesach is only good enough like Hilcha Shabbos, meaning up till 10 Amos. That is Rabbi Yonah's Shita. A Tzuras HaPesach, from one pole to another pole, the largest, the only, you're only allowed to have Tzuras HaPesachs up until 10 Amos. Kain Mechitzas Kilayim. Just like Shabbos, so too Kilayim. That's Rabbi Yonah's opinion. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, and I'll prove it to you, says the Gemara. Maisa Shalach Rabbi Yishua ben Karcha. Eitz Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Lenagnigar. They went to this certain place. Hereu Sada Achas. He showed him a certain field. Ubeis Chaver Tahaisa Nikreis. That was the name of it. Vayisham Pirzos Yosem Yeser. And it had holes. It had areas more than 10 Amos in space. We'll add in one detail, according to Rav Chaim Kivievsky. And they had Tzuras HaPesachs, these spaces, right? The Gemara is either having a parallel to Tzuras HaPesachs, or this was a case of Tzuras HaPesach. The simpler would be, even though it's missing from the text, but the Rav Chaim Kivievsky says here, and there were Tzuras HaPesachs that were enclosing those areas that were more than Tan Amos, via Notel, A'in, and he, Rabbi Rav Shua ben Karcha, used to take wood, Vesosim, to Grunin, and used to close it up. He made it less than Tanamos. You see from that story that the Tzuras HaPesach is not allowed to be farther than 10 Amos, the two poles. And he said, yeah, just like Mechitza Shabbos can't be more than 10 Amos wide, the area that is enclosed by the Tzuras HaPesach, so too for Hilchos Kilayim. So again, if it's not talking about Tzuras HaPesach, then it's just a parallel. Just like he enclosed the areas, the Pirates, so too Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't be. But according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's reading, there were. Okay, fine. Amr Reb Zeira, Modir of Shimon Lakish Leinyan Shabbos. Reish Lakish says, Reish Lakish seems to say, it's Mutter. Reb Yonah says, no, only up to 10 Amos. So Reb Zeira says, Reish Lakish actually agrees by Shabbos. He's just more makel by Kelayim. Moder Reish Lakish Leinyan Shabbos Sheina Pani Matzilat Yosem Yasser. Reish Lakish agrees that by Shabbos the Tzuras HaPesach have to be within 10 Amos. It's just that he says by Kilayim one can be more makel. And where do you see a riot to this whole thing? Amar Reb Chagai Masnisa Amar Kain. There's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Erevin that Reish Lakish can't argue with. So the Mishnah regarding Hilchos Shabbos seems to support this, that it can't be, your Tzuras HaPesach can't be more than 10 Amos away from each other. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Erevin, you're in the middle of nowhere, and you want to build, you want to build a space to walk around. So what do? Makif and Shlosha Chavalim Zelam Alamizeh, Vezelam Alamizeh. You have some rope. So you cordon off the area where you're going to be for Shabbos. You make sure that the bottom rope is within 3 tefachim of the ground. The next rope, it's horizontal ropes. The next rope up is within 3 tefachim of the one below it. The next one is, everything's within 3 tefachim. And the top one reaches 10 tefachim. So you don't have 3 tefachim airspace, so it's all called lavit. And you have a 10 tefachim wall around you using rope to make the area. Sometimes people have strings at the bottom of their canvas walls of their sukkah in case it blows too much. So we want to have within 3 tefachim of the ground and within 3 tefachim of the space that doesn't grow. So anyway, so the Mishnah says there, you make these strings going around within 3 tefachim of each other. But one second, im amar, and we're assuming that this is a really big area. A really big area. You're not going to be for Shabbos in an area less than 10 Amos. So im amar et shapeya matzalos yosem yeser, and if you're telling me that the Tzuras HaPesach could even be longer on one side than 10 Amos, then dayachem alachad. Why do you have to use three strings that go around and around within 3 tefachim of each other? Put one string on top. Why didn't you do that? It must be that the walls were longer than 10 Amos, and you can't have a string, a Tzuras HaPesach, more than 10 Amos. That's why you have to have these actual imaginary walls in this regard. Okay, Adkan, you stop reading the Gemara. You seem like from the Gemara here, Machlok is about Kelayim, but everybody agrees by Shabbos that the Tzuras HaPesach can't be longer. So that's against the Bavli, and that's against what we generally paskin. Right? If you go around Erevs, nowadays, so the poles are very far from each other. Very far from each other. More than 10 Amos. So Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Aleph, seems to say that Beferish. Right? Even more than Eser. Maybe if the Gemara seems to say, maybe if the poles are not on top of the Kanim, but they are next to what's called Tachuv, so then maybe up to 10 Amos. But the Gemara seems to say, right on Daf Yud Aleph, so that it's even more than 10 Amos would be would be okay. That's what the Gemara seems to say on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, right? Al Gabon Yoser Meyaser, right? Even more. So the problem is, how does this work with this Yerushalmi? Machlokes, you can say Machlokes, Bavli Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says up till 10 Amos, and the Bavli says even more. If you look in the Rush in the first parak of Ervin, the end of Simon Yud Gimel, he quotes, V'yim Tomar, he quotes, first of all, he asks a question. Why are there a number of cases in Erevin of enclose a water hole, beginning of second parak, Kasan Libiros, right, yeah, of Gamlo Hitira Lebehema, Oli Regalim. He quotes a couple of cases that, if it's true that Tzuras HaPesach could always help, so when, Ubekala Yayoser Lasa Tzuras HaPesach, Midalad Ruchos, V'yafil Yoser Miyaser Kemas Nisan. So why didn't, in all these cases, Tosfos also quotes this problem, like why didn't a number of cases in Mesechus Erevin, why didn't you build the Tzuras HaPesach? Instead of what the case actually happened, v'yesh lomar deloyim miskayim kolkach, because maybe in those cases the Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't have lasted. Da'asu gemalim v'shadu bei, the camels would have walked into the strings and would have knocked down the whole strings. V'gam nakel lipol baruch sheinu mitzuya, and it's not as strong as some of the other separations. L'fisha yitzrichen lagbiyon b'nei gemalim v'chein tzorach lomar gabei shayara shachansa bebika shemakifin shlosha chavalim. The case the Mishnah that was just quoted there, when they were encamping in the bika, it must be that Tzuras HaPesach just wouldn't have been practical. Not that it wouldn't have been halachically effective. It wouldn't have been practical because of the wind and because of the camels. Inami, then the Rush adds, Inami, ha desharina peya b'chatzer ubimavi sheishba diurin. Maybe Tzuras HaPesach is only in a residential area. A residential area, that's where it could be longer than 10 amos. Aval bebika delesba diurin lo sharia. But if it's an area that's in the desert where nobody lives, so maybe that's where even the Bavli would agree that Tzuras HaPesach was only up to 10 amos. That's what he says. And then the Rush quotes, Ubi Yerushalmi de Meseches Kelayim. Right, the Rush did Yerushalmi Dafyomi. Yerushalmi Meseches Kelayim Garas. He quotes our Gemara. Amr Reb Zeira Moder Shlachas Nishabesh In Peah Materes BeYosef Meyaser. Amr Reb Chagai Masdisan Amr Kain Makiv Shlosha Chavalim. He just quotes our Yerushalmi without really explaining. He made this chilek and then he really explained. So if you look in the carbon asanah on the bottom of the Yerushalmi, he says this is exactly what the Rush is trying to do. The Rush is trying to make shalom between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Why does the Bavli say that even more than 10 amos, Tzuras HaPesach's work, while the Yerushalmi says only up till 10 amos, so his first day is that, maybe it's a machlokes, but the second day is that, well, maybe it depends if you're talking about residential areas. Residential areas are easier to put a Tzuras HaPesach around. So if it's a residential area, so then, yes, even more than 10 amos, you could have a separation. But if it's not residential, if it's a total desert, a bika, so then that would be the chelik. What do we paskin? So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Beis Yud. Im Asa Tzuras HaPesach, Hafilu Lepirtza Yisera Meyeser Mutur. Shulchan Aruch says Beferish. Tzuras HaPesach could be more than 10 amos away from each other. V'yafilu Lono Azel Arba Kundus in Barba Ruchos. V'yasa Tzuras HaPesach Al Gabei and Mutur. Right, but then continues the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Rush. V'hani mili b'chatzer mavi sheish b'diurin. If there's at least somewhat resident, if it's a residential area, aval bebika lo mahani b'shekal haruchos al yedei Tzuras HaPesach. Right, if it's a bika, you have to know exactly what a bika would mean. Right, but that's what the he quotes from the Bir Alacha. Master from the Rosh Shulchan Aruch. Tafilu be'eser lo mahani bebika. What if it would in a bika would 10 work? As he more than 10? Okay, but either way, this is the this Rush is quoted. The Shulchan Aruch then quotes the Rambam that the Rambam argues the Rambam does not hold like this Rush, and that's why Eruvs don't work for the Rambam. What we call an Eruv, because the Rambam says it has to be rove walls. No, and as far as them are rove walls, if those are makar like the Rambam, well, the Rambam ain't Tzuras HaPesach mo'al l'pirtza yosem yeser. Maybe Paskins straight up like this Yerushalmi. Tzuras HaPesach does not help for more than 10 amos. Ela im kein omeid meruba al haparetz. If you have most of the Erev walls omeid al haparetz, so then you can have Tzuras HaPesach that are more than eser. But that's the chumra of the Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch quotes as a daya. Okay, there's a lot more here. The Mishnah Berurah here talks about telephone poles, right? Because in his day, that's what was just coming out. Let me just find the line. Im yachol lismoch ala telegraph shibimakam Tzuras HaPesach. I chuvas my Mordechai, chuvas Sholomeshiv. He quotes all the chuvas. You got to make sure that the strings are on top and not on the sides. But that's the part of the Tzuras HaPesach issue. Okay, we'll stop here.